A whopping 73% of drivers have been the victims of a road rage incident. Wow. Joining us on the line now, insurance specialist for Finder, Taylor Blackburn. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, 73%, is that in Australia or in Victoria?
Yeah, well, it's across the country. So the survey was a nationally representative one. So this covers everyone across the map, and the numbers in Victoria are pretty much spot on with that. So, yeah, three and four are have fallen victim to some kind of road rage incident.
Okay, so what constitutes road rage?
Well, so we talked about things like being tailgated by another driver, when a driver honks their horn or gives you the finger or shouts or curses at you, right down to, someone actually, threatening you or actually making contact with your car.
So at what point is it acceptable to actually toot your horn?
Well, I think there's plenty of times where honking the horn or tooting the horn makes it a safer situation for everyone, because somebody needs to go, somebody's blocking something, somebody doesn't actually see an accident that's about to happen. But there's plenty of times where you're just mad that somebody is not doing what you want them to do, and you honk your horn because they're not going fast enough, or they're going too fast, or they're in the wrong lane, those sorts of things.
And what did your survey also tell you about the physical altercations?
Yeah, so physical altercations, we've got 18% of people have been threatened by another driver, 26% have been given the finger, so a quarter of people out there on the roads driving have been given that lovely gesture, and 7% say they've been injured by another driver, so... It's pretty alarming when you look at the numbers.
Absolutely. 7% injured by another driver in a physical sense, not just bingling the car.
Yeah. So, either or. But, while in their car, injured by another driver. So it's pretty alarming to think that this kind of thing happens. But, I had a friend of mine back when I lived in California that this is prevalent across the world. It would literally ruin his day as soon as he got behind the wheel, because all he could think about, he was just seeing red immediately with all of the mistakes that he perceived drivers to be making around him.
Yeah. Well, it is frustrating, that's for sure. But sometimes you just got to keep your hands on the wheel instead of waving it in a fist outside the window. So good to talk to you, Taylor.
That's right. Well, thanks, Tony.
No, thank you. Taylor Blackburn joining us there, an insurance specialist for Finder, which is a comparison site there. Well, we will get to your calls after the break. Keep them coming. 96900 693 1313 32. There's a lot of rage out there.